Baseball fans in Chicago can be forgiven if they think they're hallucinating this weekend. The Chicago Cubs are headed to the playoffs after clinching their division title. NPR's David Shaper was out among the fans in Chicago today and has this report.
It's pretty unusual for Chicago sports fans to be this excited about baseball this late in the year. In this schoolyard about a mile from Wrigley Field on Chicago's north side, a group of guys are playing stickball and still basking in the glow of yesterday's Cubs victories, a doubleheader sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the Central Division title.
You gotta put your eye on a ball, not turn your head.
Like many Cubs fans, Rob Obseneca of Jefferson Park is trying to stay realistic about the Cubs' chances.
I'd like to see him go more, but right now it's enough. I'm enjoying it as it comes.
The Cubs haven't been to the World Series since 1945 and have only made the playoffs three times since, each time 1984, 89, and 98, ending in disappointment. So Daryl Harlan isn't satisfied.
No, this isn't enough. I mean, we have the potential to go all the way. You know, matched up, you know, by teams, our pitching is phenomenal.
Locker room t-shirts, that brought up Central Division champs.
Across the street from the ballpark, while concessionaires sell $25 championship t-shirts, Patty Wazowiecki of Elk Grove says after witnessing losing season after losing season, she just wants to enjoy the moment now.
Oh, it's like bigger than a big deal. It's like earth moving. I want them to do more and I want them to do better, but because I'm a Cubs fan, I'm happy with anything they do.
But that's not quite good enough to some other Cubs fans.
Welcome to the bleachers at beautiful Wrigley Field.
While waiting in line to get into the bleachers for the Cubs' last regular season game, Mark Pitnero of Oswego, Illinois, says he doesn't want to relive the disappointment of past playoff years.
89, 98, I don't think that's going to happen this year, though. I think we'll be all right.
The Cubs begin their quest for their first World Series title since 1908, Tuesday night, when they begin a five-game series against the Eastern Division champion Atlanta Braves. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.